I'm John Travis, and we are continuing our conversation with David Roy, someone who's interned with us for several years and recently joined us full-time in the paint department. What's another one?
A difference between old and new?
Old and new.
Oh, man.
I know I turn to you when I need to figure out how to use my phone.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about technology all day. The funny thing is I'm having conversations with Marcus, our Skunkworks operator is what I'm going to call him for
sure.
Now. Every single day, we've been trying to track things like manpower and lifts, and we've sat there and over the course of, I guess, about 2 years of my internship up to today, we've been evolving this tracking list that we can just run daily. And apparently we didn't have that at some point.
We did. We did it on a whiteboard, or we had a metal board with magnets.
Right.
And little post-it notes. It's evolved now to where all electronic.
It's all electronic. You can throw it on the computer. It's faster. It's more efficient. And I appreciate it that way, because now we have it to where we're even tracking materials like lifts, or if we have something coming in and out of the cage, we're able to track what job it's going to, who it's going to.
When it's up.
Yeah. Exactly. All of those wonderful things that you couldn't do before, and apparently you guys were not the best at it, and that's something that Robin Qualls and Doug Roy have happily thrown my way and said, figure it out. You're young and full of youth and all of this techno know-how.
Youth and vigor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've gotten a lot better on that. Before it worked, it's a lot easier.
It's a little bit
efficient.
More efficient, yeah.
And you have a history. You can go back and say on any given day where somebody was.
Right. It comes in handy.
And, you know, on that, we've played with all kind of stuff during the year. You know, we used to have the, I called it the bat computer, because we had everybody, years ago when the technology was new, I got everybody phones that they would track, they would clock in and clock out, and they had what do they call them? GPS windows around them. So literally, you could call up the bat computer and have little dee, 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 you know, little red dots everywhere with where people were. I mean, it was like the ultimate big brother. In the end, it practically didn't make a tremendous amount of sense. It was very costly.
Right.
But it was neat to be able to say, okay, we are there and we are there on time. I mean, I remember one time I used it specifically on a Saturday. Some contractor called me irate and said, you know, your guys aren't here, da-da-da-da-da. It was like 8:45 or something like that. And I said, give me a minute, put him on hold, call my guy. I couldn't get a hold of him. And then I called up the bat computer, which had the history, and I said, actually, we were there at 6:45 all the way to 8:30. And then, apparently we left. You know, so we are getting better, and technology is part of it. What else?
Those are really my big two. Other than that, it's interesting in that I'm enjoying the fact that there's actually some give and take. Traditionally, whenever I was getting ready to go into construction, I always kind of figured it would be, okay, you're going to go work under these guys, and they're going to tell you what to do, and then you're going to immediately do what they tell you what to do. What I like about working here at Travis is there's actually a two-way channel that goes both ways. If I have an idea, you're at least willing and open enough to allow me to express it, regardless of how smart or dumb it is. You let me at the very least throw it out there. And then either you pick it apart very politely, or you say, you know what, that's a great idea, let's run with it. And it's awesome because it allows me to, one, learn from you, and then also lets you maybe pick up something from me. I'm not going to say learn, because I like to pretend.
We are constantly learning from everyone. Best idea wins. And I hope you also find, and I don't know what it's like other places, is some autonomy. So, I mean, there's a set of responsibilities, you know, but the way that I learned that at the time I didn't necessarily appreciate, and through the years I appreciated more and more, was this is what needs to happen. Here's your set of variables. Here's the tools you have to work with. Here's the parameters. Go figure it out, you know. And as part of figuring it out, is humility sometimes to come back and say, I don't even know where to start, you know, or how would you do it? Oh, okay, good question. Well, I think that I would, you know, enlist it. But I think in doing that, those are the lessons that meant the most to me. What happens the first time you get chewed out, right? Just or unjust? What do you do? You know, how do you get through that? What happens when you plan for seven people to be there and you need all your dominoes to fall in a certain way to hit a deadline, even though none of it was your fault, the contractor was late, whatever,
right.
You're going to pull it out and you need seven people to do X and then four show up. Now what? Your plan got blown to smithereens at 7:30. You know, now what do you do? Everything's got to fall. That's how usually when it happens. Mm-hmm. I just need everything to fall A, B, C, D, and it ends up following C, Q, Z, you know,
yeah,
F.
All out of whack.
Yeah, all out of whack. Yeah. What do you do? It's in those things that you learn. You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to communicate. You learn how to solve. You know, and I just think those are the lessons that once we learn them, even when we're 22, 23, 24, those are the lessons that you'll remember forever and are very, very helpful. That's my theory anyway.
I mean, I think it's a very good theory. That's why that's why I'm staying here. That's why I'm on board.
Well, I appreciate it. Apparently, yeah. I got a 10-year window to...
Yeah, you got a 10-year window to keep me impressed. So far, you're doing fantastic. We'll see how you do tomorrow.
So let's close this way, though. So let's start with that on the people, because it is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of caliber of person that we get is different. What motivates people is different. You know, at the beginning, you know, we talked on telephones, and a cell phone was a luxury. We still use fax machines. Mm. You know, now it's, you know, instant gratification, anything you need on a cell phone immediately. So what would your suggestions be dealing with, coping with, I'll use my words, reinventing, right, ourselves to be in this place at this time in this culture? What are some suggestions you might have?
In order to keep moving in the world, I would say you need to increase your social media and online presence big time. I understand that from like a contract standpoint, it's probably not that big of a deal. We have a pretty good reputation in the city, and we know how to work with contractors very well. But in order to get people my age to be interested in coming to, you know, build a career here and support their families here, you have to be able to get out there and reach them where they're at. And I think a lot of people my age spend a lot of time on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and a lot of internet sites. So if we could get out there and reach them while we're doing these cool, like all these amazing projects that we're working on, and let them see what we're doing and how amazing all of this really is, it would be a wonderful way to have them come on board and maybe contribute more willingly than just say, you know, oh, this is so-and-so's son, and his dad was a good painter, so we think he's going to be a good painter, so we'll bring him on board.
So that's a good point. So whenever we need work, we really don't solicit people. You know, you've been around so long, and we do have, I feel, a positive reputation. People just call, right? And mm-hmm. So you're just answering the phone, and that essentially represents your workload for the most part. And so therefore, from a marketing standpoint, social media hasn't been, you know, why do we need to do that?
Right.
And your point is, but we need to do it for employees and future employees mm-hmm. to be able to get the president. And so it would probably be a good idea for me, who does not have a Facebook.
Which is kind of a good thing these days.
Or Instagram account.
Yes.
And is unfamiliar with all of that, to figure all that out so that we can better reach future employees. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean.
Or at least I've, you know, have the ability to work with you and Tim and others who do understand social media.
It's, to put it this way, it's kind of cool to say what I do to people of my age. They're like, you know, I graduated from college and I have a job, and they all call me up or text me and they're like, hey, what are you doing? What's your job like? And I say, oh, I'm working on so-and-so project, and it's got this many square feet, and I got this many guys on it, and here are the headaches that I'm running into. And they're like, okay, what's it look like? And I'm like, well, I guess I could take photos and text it to you, but it'd be really cool if I had a Instagram or a Facebook profile.
Like,
just go check our Facebook, go check our Instagram, and know that this is the one that I'm working on. You know, that's a very interesting way to do things, and it's, I think, very advantageous when it comes to getting people my age at least interested in what we're doing.
So good point, and as we continue to evolve, I'm going to need your help and others like you to help do these parts that I'm not totally familiar with that are new, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, when somebody asks what we do, I say, where are you standing? if they're in San Antonio. I mean, I'm dead serious. You know, I had one 2 weeks ago, and the guy said, you know, you have any examples of what you're doing? I said, well, you can go check our website, but where are you at? He told me where he was. I said, okay, turn to your right. Did that one. Now turn to 2 o'clock. You know, just because you've done so many things,
you can
pretty much be anywhere in here. And, you know, either where they're standing or pretty close, you're like, okay, look over there, look over there. That's what it is. I had one person call, and this is like a month or so ago. And he says, what exactly do you do? I said, where are you at? And he told me where he was. I said, look at your desk. You know, that was on the millwork side, but he didn't even realize this. Everything there. Just get up and walk around. That's what it is.
It's a wonderful part about growing up in the construction industry, especially, you know, under Doug Roy, was, you know, every time on the weekends we're driving anywhere, if there's a particular project that he remembers, he'll go, oh, you know, like RBFCU. Yeah, I spent so many months there, or La Cantera. Any time that we pass by the La Cantera complex, oh, my goodness. Usually you'd get like a 5-10-minute rant about
it. He was there twice.
Yeah. you got a lot of that stuff going on, and it's funny because every single weekend, every car ride, you'd always get a conversation about that with him, which is always entertaining. Because now I'm starting to do it, or, you know, I'll walk into a room now, and I'm picking it apart turning into my father. It's very...
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. Glad to continue learning both from you and younger generation, and hope to continue doing that and work in these ideas. And to your point, how do we convey to people of a younger generation the wonder, the beauty, the fun, the excitement of building beautiful things, of making and creating things that didn't exist that will last for generations, and providing paint projects and millwork projects. I just think if you like to build, if you like to create, if you like to be part of a team, if you like to see literally every day the fruit of your labor as from nothing something appears, I just think it's a wonderful career if you're into those kind of things. If you hate building things, you'd hate it here.
Yeah.
You know, if you hate deadlines and working with a bunch of people to, you know, move a mountain and create a project, probably not your gig.
Mm-hmm.
But if those things are things you like doing and being around all that and the challenge of that, yeah, how do we convey that to young people as they think about what they're going to do for the next 10 years?
Oh, yes, for the next 10 years. That's a long one, by the way. Usually it's 5 to 10. Five is your average, I would say.
Next time we meet is going to be 3 years. That's
all it is. It's just going to keep getting 3-year knocked
window.
Down. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it much. I look forward to working with you.
It was a pleasure.
In the coming 3 years.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like to check out more episodes that we've previously recorded, please go to our website at traviscompanies.com/podcasts. We release a new episode each and every week. And if you have time this upcoming week, we're going to be talking about the different products that we make, both on the paint side and the millwork side. Thank you, and thanks for listening.